Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, first of all, the fact that they practically left it to the last minute to make this announcement, if it is confirmed that they are to extend the ban, has meant thousands in Cambridge and millions across the country have been worried sick over the last few days that they will be served eviction notices from Monday, and it's further evidence of this government's sheer incompetence. It's important to note that the additional month does actually fall well short of what is happening in Scotland and Northern Ireland, where the ban is to be proposed to be extended by 3 and 6 months, respectively. So, in answer to your question, no, it is not enough.
I guess from your side, you're responsible for housing on the City Council, but something such as this particular date as to when it might not be brought into, that's kind of out of your control, really, which I guess you kind of almost have to second guess what a government is going to do in order to structure your own policy accordingly.
Yes, I should say, however, that even before the government brought in the ban, the City Council was proactive in announcing that we would not proceed with eviction action against any council tenant in renteries as a consequence of them being affected indirectly or directly by coronavirus. Mm. And even if the ban was to be lifted, our policy would remain as it is for the foreseeable future. I mean, the bottom line is that no one should lose their home through any fault of their own, in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, I guess that's the problem, isn't it? Because many people, as we know, have been, well, people have been lucky enough to have been furloughed up to a certain extent. Others haven't been so lucky, and they just simply haven't had the income coming in, which, you know, January they would have expected to receive.
Well, that's correct. The fact that the ban was proposed to end from Monday is staggering when you think that the furlough scheme is due to end in October. Unemployment is likely to rise significantly. We're already in the midst of the deepest recession for however many years. And the coronavirus cases are rising again. Mm. That's a recipe for disaster. And as you said at the outset, a quarter of a million people were at risk if action was not taken at the very last minute. It appears the government are to make an announcement, but 1 month is not enough. And if they were to extend it by even longer, that would still not deal with the structural issues in terms of the private rental sector and rights that tenants currently have, which need to be improved.
I'll come to the private sector in a moment or two, but I'm wondering, we mentioned the quarter of a million figure. Do you know what the figure might be for Cambridge, really in normal times, as much as anything else? Because obviously evictions, the whole point of this is a potential rise in the number of evictions, but presumably there's people who face evictions even when times are good.
Yes, what I would say is that during the period where the ban has been in place, the council's seen a drastic fall in the number of inquiries received asking for help, because we have a statutory duty to support people who are at risk of being made homeless. That's interesting because pre-March there was a rise. So in the first quarter of the year, January to March, there was a rise in the number of eviction notices that had been issued compared to the same period last year.
And what would you attribute that rise to, Richard?
It's very hard to say because, we're in a situation where landlords can serve eviction notices through no fault of the tenant. It could be down to various circumstances. I wouldn't like to speculate. But
okay. What
it does suggest is that many tenants were on the cliff edge of being handed a notice prior to the ban coming into effect. And had the ban not been implemented, then many would have been at risk of homelessness, and that would have been utterly disastrous during the midst of a pandemic.
And if somebody is evicted, it's the council, you mentioned, it's the council's responsibility to rehouse them, though presumably you can't just, you know, rehouse somebody because they can't be bothered to pay their rent. You know, you have to look to see if there's, you know, deeper causes as to what that might be.
Of course, there may be individual cases where there are underlying reasons why somebody was not able to pay their rent. Each case is unique. Mm. But we have to abide by what the law says. If the law requires us to support a tenant who is at risk of being evicted or has been made homeless, then of course we would support them. And in other cases where they are at risk of being made homeless through reasons to do with their behaviour or so forth, we can perhaps support them also in finding somewhere else.
I wonder, you know, landlords, you know, get painted, the private landlords get painted as being rich, you know, mean, nasty, cigar chomping and all the rest of it. But of course, there will be private landlords who perhaps have one property that they rent out and that they want to use that property as their income. And if they're not being paid for it, that, you know, that presents other problems, doesn't it?
I recognise that. I recognise that landlords may be impacted if tenants are unable to pay the rent. And that's why the government should also ensure that mortgage holidays continue to be accessed by them if they cannot cover repayments because they lose revenue. But the fundamental issue has to be that no one should be made homeless during this time. And that's the core priority that I believe that should be focused on.
Mm. And what's your best bet? You know, as we've said, this ban on evictions was due to end on Monday. The suggestion is that it's going to be extended until the 20th of September. Is it best that it gets extended at least until the end of the year to give everybody a chance to, if you like, regroup and focus and to see how people who are struggling with paying their rents can be best helped?
I absolutely agree that there should be no change to the ban. The ban should stay in place for the foreseeable future. We're experiencing uncertain times. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. Cases are rising again. We're in a recession. There's going to be mass unemployment by the start of next year. Certainly, this is no time to pull the plug on the support that has been provided to tenants to date. But also, it's further evidence of the underlying problems with the private rental sector and the lack of rights that tenants currently enjoy. You know, even during the good times, they could be evicted for doing absolutely nothing. That has to be looked at again. We need to see no-fault evictions scrapped. We need to see rent controls in place so that there's proper affordability injected into the system, and further reforms too to ensure that tenants can actually, you know, enjoy living in high, you know, even in very high cost places like Cambridge.
Cambridge 105 Radio.